USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Top Republicans are continuing to defend President Trump against allegations he ignored a report that Russia was offering Afghan militants bounties to kill U.S. service members stationed in the country. Senate Armed Services Committee Chairman Jim Inhofe, an Oklahoma Republican who attended the White House briefing on Tuesday, says he's convinced the president did not know anything about it. Meanwhile, National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien tells Fox News he's shocked the New York Times would run with a story like this.
I'm somewhat surprised that the New York Times ran with that story. The president was not briefed because at the time of these allegations, they were uncorroborated.
Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue is thrilled about a new trade deal that takes effect today. Perdue says the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement will bring jobs back to the United States. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by June 30th. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The New York City Council voted to pass a 2021 budget with cuts to police funding after weeks of negotiations. The cuts of nearly $480 million are not sitting well with New York City Council Minority Whip Joe Borelli.
And we know that what we're doing will create a more violent city, and yet we're doing it anyway. But we're also making these cuts to continue this false propagation that police officers are the gravest danger to the public, as though less police officers will somehow make the general public safer in New York City.
American Airlines is beginning to fill its planes to capacity again on Wednesday, joining United, which already was doing so. The other two largest U.S. carriers, Delta and Southwest, have committed to keeping some empty seats through September. Epidemiologists still say it's unclear how easily the coronavirus spreads on airplanes, but they do have better air circulation than typical indoor spaces. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The United States announced more than 48,000 new coronavirus infections on Tuesday, another daily record, and an increase of 80% in the past 2 weeks. Arizona is one of the states seeing an increase in coronavirus cases, so Republican Governor Doug Ducey shut down gyms for the next 30 days. Although CEO and founder of Mountainside Fitness, Tom Hatton, says he's not closing.
Mike, call today to have you all here isn't just about health clubs. It's about business and civil liberties. Today, the governor chose to close movie theaters that are currently closed. He closed tubing that is open once a day, and he chose health clubs. This could be any business, anytime, anywhere. I challenge anybody at this point to walk over to Home Depot, to go to a casino, to go to a liquor store, or to a restaurant and have dinner. And let's all wait for that decision. I asked the governor, where's the proof that this decision came from any evidence of what's happening in any health club here in Arizona or across the country?
Mountainside Fitness did file suit against the state, and several of the clubs have been cited by police for their decision to stay open. Gyms in New York, New Jersey, and Michigan are also suing the state since they were shut down as well during the coronavirus pandemic. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.